Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, where we are in an exciting look at the book of Revelation. We are into the chapters that have to do with the seven seals. And if you want to know what's gone before, you can go to billybrim.org and find our radio archives and catch up with us. But today we're in the chapter that speaks of the seven seals that shall be opened, the Lamb, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lamb slain. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the opener of the seven seals. The first four have to do with horses. They call them the four horses of the apocalypse. We've already seen that the first rider is the Antichrist on a white horse. The second rider is exactly what the Bible says it is. It's a red horse. And this rider, it's war throughout tribulation. The third seal we looked at on a black horse was the rider, and this predicted famine and a shortage of food. Now we're at the fourth rider. Chapter 6, verse 7, Revelation. When the Lamb broke the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, "Come." I looked, and behold, an ashen horse. King James says, pale. This is the American Standard that I'm reading. And behold, an ashen horse, and he who sat on it had the name Death, and Hades was following with him. Authority was given to him over a fourth of the earth, to kill with sword and with famine and with pestilence, and by the wild beasts of the earth. Reading from Hilton Sutton's book, Revelation Reveal, page 93, Dr. Sutton says, "The opening of the fourth seal releases the pale horse whose rider is death. With him rides an evil companion. Hades followed with him. Over the 7 years of the tribulation, these four horsemen have authority or power over only one-fourth of the earth." From this reference, here in the book of Revelation, along with Isaiah 19, Zechariah 14, Daniel 11, various verses in Revelation 9, we know the Antichrist will never rule the world. Only the European Mediterranean area comes under the Antichrist influence. I would say direct influence. However, there is much destruction and death caused by these four horsemen. No wonder the scripture says that hell enlarges itself. Isaiah chapter 14. A great number of people unprepared to meet God will be destroyed during the tribulation. Now, we have seen in earlier times, and you need to go back if you weren't with us. The church is in heaven during this time. We are not appointed to wrath. But here on the earth, throughout the 7 years, these four horsemen ride throughout the 7 years. And these four horsemen are exactly who it says they are. I remember there was a time when people said, "Well, now that red one, that's communism." And then some have said, "Now that green one, that's Islam." But really, they are under the Antichrist, and these riders bring forth exactly what the world's, what it says will be brought forth, death, famine, and they will cover, it covers the whole 7 years. Now, there are seven seals. Seven is the number. The first four seals are the four horsemen. Now we're coming to the fifth seal, Revelation chapter 6, verse 9. And when he opened the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of them that had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a great voice, saying, "How long, O Master, the holy and the true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" And there was given them to each one a white robe. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little time until their fellow servants also and their brethren, who should be killed even as they were, should have fulfilled their course. These are the tribulation period martyrs. They are not the martyrs from the beginning, even though Abel's blood cried out for vengeance. They are not the martyrs from the beginning. They are not the martyrs from the church age, and the church age knew many martyrs. Because the martyrs from the church age, their bodies were resurrected, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and caught up with the church. No, these are the tribulation period martyrs. This word avenge, they cried out, "Avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth." From Bullinger's comments in the Companion Bible, avenge, a call consistent with the day of judgment, not with the present day of grace. Their call is for judgment and vengeance. Who are these people? Of course, the base of the altar was where they poured out the blood in the altar on earth, and they had poured out their blood. They could be Jews who remember the ancient promise from the great song of Moses. Deuteronomy chapter 32 is called, at the end of chapter 31, the Song of Moses. It is an ancient work, and one of the most ancient sages said of it, "How great is this song! In it is to be found the present, the past, the events of the age to come." Talking about Deuteronomy 32. David Barron says it is the whole history of the Jewish people. And in this whole history of the Jewish people, very interesting for you to read, and you can get a really good commentary on that from David Barron's book, Israel in the Plan of God. It's in Deuteronomy 32 that it says that he had them at the center of the earth for governmental purposes. It is in Deuteronomy 32 that he says Jacob is his inheritance. But he also tells about their scattering and other things. But in Deuteronomy 32, verse 43, it is written, "Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and he will render vengeance to his adversaries. And he will make expiation for his land and for his people." Because of that, and the Jews read every year, they read the Torah, they read the five books of Moses, what we know as Matthew, Mark, Luke, what we know as Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, they read those five books of the Torah every single year. And they're well versed in it, and especially the Song of Moses. So they know that it is written, "He will avenge the blood of his servants and will render vengeance to his adversaries and will make expiation for his land and for his people." So these who call out for judgment, remember, they have been slain for the word of God and for their testimony. And they cry out with a great voice saying, "How long, O Master, the holy and the true, dost thou not judge and," quote, "avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth." So they could remember, they could be Jews who are remembering that this promise is in the Word. Now, this is not the call of the present day of grace. If they were martyrs from the day of grace, in which we are now living at the end of it, if they were martyrs from that time, their cry would have been for forgiveness for those who killed them. I even saw in that Aurora, a terrible thing that happened in Aurora, one of the young men who was shot three times sent a message to James Holmes that he forgave him. So that is the cry of the day of grace. Stephen, the first martyr of the day of grace, when they stoned him to death, he said, Acts 6, 760 records it, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." Our Savior cried out, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The Numerical Bible notes, their call is for judgment, and it indicates the passing of the long parenthesis of grace upon the earth, during which God has been gathering a people for heaven. It is the day of wrath and judgment that is at hand in the cry of these people. and thus it is of God that they should cry for judgment, a judgment which is ready to be executed. He gave them their cry. Someone on the earth asked him, they had been on the earth, had been martyrs. The book of Revelation, Clarence Larkin writes, "These martyrs are those who will be killed for the word of God and their testimony after the church is caught out. According to Christ, Matthew 24:9-14, a persecution will be brought about by the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom when the church is caught out. The preaching of the gospel of the grace of God, Acts 20:24, speaks of the gospel of the grace of God. That's what we preach now. That will cease, and there will be the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom that will be revived, that Jesus is about to come and set a kingdom up on the earth. That gospel of the kingdom is the gospel that John the Baptist preached, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Elijah the prophet, when he returns, will preach it, Malachi 4:5-6. It is to be preached in all the world for a witness, and then shall the end come of this dispensation, the dispensation of tribulation, come. It will be preached by the Jews, and it will be the announcement that Christ the Messiah is coming back to set up his earthly kingdom and rule over the affairs of men. The answer to their cry for a vengeance is, a white robe is given unto them. Only after they cry, though. They don't have the righteousness of saints, the white robe of the righteousness of the saints in Revelation 19. A white robe is given to them after their cry, and they are told to rest a little season. This will probably be 3.5 years until their number is filled up. The last half of the tribulation period is 3.5 years, and it will complete the number of the martyrs that are to be martyred. God knows how many they are. It's not that he said, "I want them martyred." No, it's just that he knows what it will be. We see other instances in the Bible where something has to be filled up before something else can happen. In Genesis 15:16, he told him, "You can't go into the promised land until the sin of the Amorites is full." In Romans 11:25, it speaks of the Jews, that God bringing them into their fullness will be contingent upon the Gentiles. The number of the Gentiles coming into the body of Christ is filled. That's Romans 11:25. Their brethren, it says, God says back to them, rest for a little while until your number is filled up, and your fellow servants, until your fellow servants and your brethren who should be killed as they were should have fulfilled their course. So since they are there crying for this to be fulfilled, they are speaking of their brethren. Perhaps they are from the Jewish remnant that is on the earth. And so, for tomorrow, we're going to talk about the sixth seal. And there will come a time when we will have a wonderful comparison. I don't know if we'll get it done tomorrow. But in the meantime, let us hear from you. Write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And enclose an offering, if you can, to help with our radio. Shalom. This is Billy Brim saying, "Shalom until tomorrow."